Adams, our second president, won the election of 1796. His party was Federalist, a great philosopher of politics. From Braintree, Massachusetts, a lawyer he became. A graduate of Harvard, he gained a lot of fame for opposing the Stamp Act and supporting the patriotic cause. At the Continental Congress, he earned delegates' applause. He signed the declaration that made our country free. America was independent from British tyranny. He was a U.S. ambassador to both England and France, elected vice president twice, not just by happenstance. In presidential election, Thomas Jefferson lost. John Adams was victorious. As president, he was boss. Yet his rotundity unpopular, he gravely was attacked for signing into law the Alien and Sedition Acts. He lost election of 1800, served but one term as president, losing the right to Jefferson to be the White House resident. He retired to his home. He called it Peace Field, gardens and orchards, flowers and apples yield. He saw son and daughter pass, and it surely made him cry. His greatest loss was Abigail Smith. His wife in 1818 died. But he saw John Quincy rise. The election of 1824 won. He became our sixth president, like father now was son. Jefferson was his adversary, but in old age became friends, maintaining correspondence, pens making amiable amends. But in 1826 occurred an unlikely incident. Both died on Independence Day, quite an unusual coincidence.